straight out of central casting. That's a phrase you may have heard. You may have used it yourself. It usually refers to someone who fits an archetype or stereotype. But did you know central casting is an actual company? And it's 100 years old this month, as NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
Over the years, so many movies, including Singin' in the Rain and the Buster Keaton story, have name-dropped the premier agency providing Hollywood with background actors.
If you need a bit player, go call Central Casting.
Central Casting.
In the silent movie days, hordes of Hollywood hopefuls would crowd the entrances of movie studios, jostling to be chosen as extras for the latest productions. A scene in the Netflix series Hollywood reimagines that daily ritual.
Today we're lensing a scene from a war pic where the plane goes down and a bunch of passengers just flail around in the water and then die, okay? All right, I have you, and you, you.
The director or assistant director or producer would come out and handpick people.
Jennifer Bender is the executive vice president at Central Casting.
And if they weren't chosen at that studio, then they would drive over to the next studio. So in that way, it was very chaotic. So they needed a whole different system.
She says in 1925, a studio trade group created Central Casting to connect them with extras and to make sure they got paid. The agency filled the crowd scenes for some epic movies, like the 1928 film Noah's Ark. For the biblical flood scenes, Warner Brothers hired 7,500 extras. They inundated them with 600,000 gallons of water and debris, longhorn steer, and dummies, according to the film star Dolores Costello. In a documentary about the making of Noah's Ark, she said some of the unsuspecting extras were injured.
It was brutal. I called it mud, blood, and flood. It was much blood.
Among the extras in that film who escaped danger was John Wayne, then known as Marion Robert Morrison. Other movie stars got their start through Central Casting: Gene Harlow, Gary Cooper, Hattie McDaniel, and later Harrison Ford, Kristen Wiig, and Brad Pitt. In a video for OutstandingScreenplays.com, Pitt recounts the time he appeared on the 1987 film No Man's Land. He was supposed to be a silent waiter, but he tried to hustle a speaking part by ad-libbing.
I said, would you like anything else?
Yeah, the first AD goes, cut, 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 cut. And he came over to me and said, you do that again, you're off the set. And I was like, oh, man.
Senior casting director Claire Benjamin says that's a no-no for background actors.
Don't look at the camera when you are on set. And it is hard for some people to act naturally.
Background actress Taylor Miller says there are some tricks, like quietly muttering phrases.
We're doing something called Walla Walla. You're not speaking out loud, you're just mimicking. And sometimes if you wanted to make it look natural, just keep saying watermelon, watermelon.
Background actor Eddie Williams says he gets a pay bump if he's asked to deliver a line or be a body double or a stand-in.
I've been upset, let's say, 1,000 times. I've had a good time. I have so much fun.
The agency has 200,000 background actors registered for work, everyone from newborns to retirees. They still get cast on their looks, but Benjamin says the roles are less stereotypical than before.
Hollywood in general is really pushing for diversity and inclusion, and I do think there's a drive towards authenticity.
There are more safety regulations in the industry than a century ago, but some background actors say they fear getting replaced by AI-generated characters. Mark Goldstein heads Entertainment Partners, which operates Central Casting. He points out that productions already use computer-generated images for big crowd scenes.
Wait, so you're not scared that AI is going to take away jobs?
No, we think it survives together. Such a big piece of the art is the human interaction.
He says Central Casting will carry on as long as there are dreamers trying to break into Hollywood. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.